Hey guys, I am thrilled to actually share something a little bit personal with you guys today. Let's talk about depression and entrepreneurship. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this on the podcast because I think that it's something that a lot of people don't talk about enough. And I want to start this out with saying, first and foremost, like, I obviously I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't have any degrees in brain science or anything like that. And so please, please do not take anything that I say in this podcast as medical advice. But I just wanted to share with you guys my personal experience with depression, not just as an entrepreneur, but in general. So one of the things that a lot of people don't know about me and my journey is that for years, I mean, probably a decade, I struggled with crippling depression. And it was so strong at times that, like, I literally thought I will never be happy ever again. And I remember, you know, at 13, 14 years old, I was experiencing massive, just crippling moments where I couldn't overcome the depression, and it was too much. And, you know, over the last few years, I've really been tackling it as something that is not going to be a part of my life. Like, it is, to me, it's something that is not acceptable. I will not live like that. And today I'm having one of those days, and it's, you know, I usually call them like dark days, and they happen occasionally now. It's a lot less than it used to be. It used to be every single day, nonstop, dark pit, couldn't get out of it. That might sound familiar for some of you guys. And I just wanted to share with you kind of my experience and some of the things that did help me and what the next steps in the process of completely eradicating, not just beating it, but eradicating depression look like for me. So I do want to say, like, I do not recommend that anybody just go undiagnosed or not consult a doctor or a support team or a counselor about depression if you struggle with it. But it was about 4 years ago that I made the decision with, you know, my husband Paul that when we got pregnant with Delilah, I was going to stop taking my medication. And it was not something that we made a decision on lightly. It was important to me. I wanted to learn to not just numb it. I wanted to learn to cope and ultimately beat it. I wanted that more than anything. And so it was about 4 years ago that I stopped taking medication. Actually, I guess that would be 5 years because Delilah is now 4 years old. And it was about 3 years ago that I completely gave up alcohol. Now, I wasn't drinking when I was 13, 14. I actually waited till I was in college to start drinking. And I know that that wasn't a cause of it, but all I know is that drinking was not something that helped. That was a massive, for me, it was a massive depressant, and it caused me to become very emotional and angry and just more depressed, and it fueled a cycle that I didn't like. So for me, one of the biggest steps was cutting out alcohol and not letting that be a part of my life. Some other things that were really awesome and helpful was really focusing on my mindset and making sure that every single day I was feeding a positive mindset and encouraging positive thoughts. It's something that has to be intentional every single day. I'm not saying that's enough to beat it, but for me, it made a major difference. Now, I'm not coming to you today saying that I completely eradicated my depression. And to be totally honest with you, I actually don't know if it's completely possible to get rid of it entirely. But all I know is that the decisions that I've made up until this point have helped me to really, really minimize it and, for the most part, beat it on a day-to-day basis. And my, you know, my dark days have changed from being what felt like dark months to now a period of a couple hours where I'm able to turn it around. But it doesn't mean I don't feel those deep and dark pangs of what I believe is a chemical imbalance. And so what does it look like from now? You know, I was talking to my husband today about this, and this was really important to me. I said, you know, I want to spend the next 6 months, I want to spend my free time focusing on ways to eradicate depression. And I, like I said, I don't know if it's possible, but all I know is that there are things that you can do that can help to prevent it. There are things you can do to encourage positivity. I know that there are some people who claim to have cured depression without medication. And so my goal is over the next 6 months to discover what it is. My dream is that in 2019, I've eradicated my depression. That's something that I want more than anything. But I'm not coming here with like a pretty after picture. I'm coming here saying that this is something I've experienced. And I know that other people deal with it as well. And so I want you to know, like, if that's something that you struggle with, you're not alone. Like, there are a lot of entrepreneurs who deal with it. But what I do know is when I see how many entrepreneurs are committing suicide or attempting to commit suicide because they don't believe that the sadness or the darkness will ever go away, I'm not okay with that. It really actually deeply affects me. And we've had more than I even care to share. I mean, it's staggering. The number of suicides that I've had in my family, it's shocking. And suicide is something that really affects me deeply because all I can think is that someone who truly believed that the darkness would never end. They truly believed that there wasn't hope, that there wasn't a way out. And I personally refuse to believe that. I believe that there is something. And I'm really, really going to focus on finding what that is. Now, I'll share with you what I am going to be starting with first, because it's going to be really hard for me. I love sugar and I love junk food, and I know that those things aren't helping. I don't know if they're a cause of it, but they might possibly be triggering some of those behaviors. I look at like what I ate yesterday compared to how I feel today. And today I'm sad today. And so as like I examined what I ate yesterday, oh my gosh, you guys, it was bad. I ate, you know, French fries and mac and cheese and corn dogs covered in battered fried stuff. And I ate cake and I ate candy and we had a birthday party. So like those things are technically normal, you know, at a birthday party. But all I know is that how I feel today emotionally is disproportionate. But it is correlated, or it could be correlated with what I ate yesterday. And so there are a couple things that I'm going to be taking on, like I said, and one of them is completely overhauling my diet. And I'm talking drastic. This is going to be really, really hard for me. This is not something that's easy. This is, you know, I have always loved junk food. I love sugar. And I'm talking like next level. I could just sit down and eat all the candy in the world. But I know that from, you know, 13 to 23, I ate a lot of candy and I ate a lot of junk food. I gave in to every single craving I had all the time. And that was when my depression was the worst. Like I said, I'm not an expert in this topic, but my goal is to find some things that work for me and then just share them, and hopefully they're able to help some other people. So my diet is going to be one that I'm massively overhauling. A big step for me, I haven't even talked about this yet, but a big step for me was quitting all-nighters and sleeping every single night. I realized I had to start sleeping because nighttime was a massive trigger for me. When I pulled all-nighters, it felt like, ugh, you know, the work never ends, the stress never ends, the cycle never ends, and it was not a good benefit to my business. It was very triggering for me. So sleep is one that I have already taken on. I don't pull all-nighters, and I will not pull all-nighters. Every time I say I'm going to pull an all-nighter, there's this little voice in the back of my head that's like, don't do it. It's not going to be worth it. And so I haven't been doing those, even when I feel tempted. So sleep is going to be huge. Diet is going to be huge. I know that I need to start getting some more intentional exercise in. I'm looking at different foods that fuel a healthy mindset. And I know that like your brain functions when you have all the nutrients that you need. And so I'm like, okay, maybe I spend some time researching and figuring out exactly what are the key items in my diet that I really need in order for my brain to have healthy chemical balances, you know, like what can I do? So I'm really excited about this journey. Obviously, I'm nervous because it's a big overhaul. It's a big sacrifice for me. And I value myself too much to not try to make 2019 the best year for myself mentally as I possibly can. I want, you know, like if my kids ever struggle with depression, I want to say like, hey, here are some things that triggered me and I hope this helps you and help my kids. I don't ever want them to have to deal with dark days. And, you know, I don't like that. It's not a part of my life. So I wanted to share that with you because not everybody talks about it. And I feel like I would hope that no one ever looks at my life on social media and thinks, oh, yeah, it'd be so easy if I didn't have depression. You know, like I do too. And it's something I really want to overcome. And it's going to be a journey. But, you know, I'll share some updates with you guys as they come along. I'll share with you what I'm finding. And if nothing else, I'm going to discover physical health and a new level of physical health that I think will be beneficial, and I can share it with you guys. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. I know it's not necessarily about social media, but as entrepreneurs, we all have different things that contribute to our business, to our life, to everything. And this is just one that's a big factor for me. So I hope you have an awesome, awesome day, and I'll catch you on the next episode.